It's time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin on 580 CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So the headline this morning says multivitamins might help lower the risk for cancer in healthy older men.
Well, I went to the website, which houses the Journal of the American Medical Association, went online to read their article, which I did this morning. And if you're not female or less than 50 or a doctor, this study does not apply to you.
Or a doctor.
Or a doctor. This was 14,461 male doctors followed since 1997, starting at age of 50. And they were taking a multivitamin once a day, reported back by the physicians to the study coordinators, saying that they took their medications faithfully. At the 11-year mark, they counted up the number of people that developed cancer, those that weren't taking a multivitamin versus those that were. And half the there were, again, out of the 14,000 men that were involved, there were about 2,700 cancers. Half of them were prostate cancer. So, but this is what's interesting. When you look at the actual data, Mark, and you look at the actual risk, because here they're talking about the reduction in the risk of cancer. Cancer is a big word. So if I say cancer to you, it may mean one thing. If our listeners hear cancer, it could mean breast cancer, colon cancer, leukemia, lung cancer, liver cancer, on and on it goes. So when you say total cancers, it doesn't really mean very much, but people hear the word cancer and they associate it with a particular type of cancer with which they are familiar. So in terms of total cancers, they calculated this on the basis of person years, and in this case, 1,000 person years, meaning that adding up whatever number of people it takes to add up to 1,000 years in terms of their age and looking at the amount number of cancers associated with that those numbers. So the total cancers went from 18.3 per 1,000 person years down to 17. So 1.3 less cancers per 1,000 person years. So
Not a big difference.
There was no difference in terms of prostate cancer rates. Colorectal cancer went from 1.4 to 1.2 per 1,000 person years. So in other words, for every 5,000 person years, you had one less colorectal cancer. And with regards to cancer mortality, there was no significant difference. But what was amazing out of this, Mark, is that at the end of their article, they wrote that there is a modestly but significantly reduced risk. Well, explain to me how modestly but significantly works together.
Yeah. So again, this study applies to people who are male, over 50, and are doctors.
That's right.
Hmm.
Yeah. So really, that applies well to the total population, doesn't it?
But it does apply well to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hence, I am not taking multivitamins.
Okay, thanks, Barry.
You're very welcome.
Have a great
Mark.
Day.
You too.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines on 580 CFRA.